So, I'll tell you a little bit of what I do while I begin here. Mm-hmm. I'm an oracle. Spirits tell me a story through the cards, and I in turn tell that story to you. Alright. The spread I use is one of kind of my own personal design. And it's something that I like to use because it shows everything being separate, but it also shows you how things connect to one another, okay? Mm-hmm. So right now, I'm seeing that you are having, I won't say difficulty, but your attention is split between actions you want to take and okay, no, I read that wrong. I see a friendship that has become very intense. It's become intense because this person is a doer. They like things to happen. And right now, you seem to be having a little difficulty balancing that out. Yeah. With other,
17,
with other things. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you about these other things, one, they're not necessarily the best thing for you, and two, they are, beneath you is not the right term I want to use, they are causing difficulties that you don't have to put yourself through, okay? There is alright, so this particular card I like to show people because I think the imagery is just fascinating. Alright, we have a dragon here, and the dragon seems to try to be fighting off scorpions. But what the dragon doesn't realize is they're scorpions and it's a dragon. And the big thing that I want you to remember is you're a dragon and they're scorpions. Even if you don't want to crush them, even if you want to just let them be, you have wings and you can fly away at any point in time. Alright? So when I see that card, and especially coming away with a card dealing with friendships, and also with this person who's a doer, the things that you're worried about right now are not things you have to worry about, because you have at least two options in dealing with them, okay? Now, come over here. And I see the intensity of your relationship and a balance you're trying to maintain. Coming down through more balance because you want to live your life the way you want to live your life. And there are people telling you that that is not the way. What that's culminating in is, while this is not a new experience for you, this is a new way of experiencing this, and it's going to put you on your brand new emotional journey. All right.
New one.
Yeah. All right. It's okay. Now, this brand new emotional journey, there are two things coming through. One from the side of you must learn your power. And it's telling me this again because your power is... I want you to understand how powerful you are. before I continue, because I'm seeing a lot of blockages, alright? I see a lot of self-imposed blockages, okay? So, A, you're powerful. B, you are not trapped. You only think you're trapped, okay? You only think that this is all in your head. And I want you to remember that it's all in your head. It feels like you can't see, you can't hear. Everything you see and hear is coming at you that is bad. But it's coming back up here. All right? And it's coming back through this emotional journey. And that seems to be what part of this emotional journey is about. You're an independent person. You need to realize you're an independent person. And that you have free will and you can do as you want. Because A, it's not harming anybody. You're having fun. And B, you are braver, smarter, faster, stronger than people are giving you credit for. And they don't see, they haven't seen the path that you've gone down, and they don't understand this yet. But because they don't understand this yet, you might not understand this yet too, because you might not be able to see it in yourself. Alright? Coming down through this intense relationship where you're trying to find balance, is there a trip that you're about to go on?
Yes.
You don't have to tell me anymore.
Okay.
Because I see a trip, and I see it being involved with this intense friendship. But it doesn't seem to be with the intense friendship. It seems to be more along the lines of this intense friendship seems to be it seems to be the source of some of the balance that you're trying to achieve. And that balance is coming down through here, mixing in with you needing to lighten up. it's pretty much literally saying you need to lighten up because... Sorry, excuse me a second here. All right. Okay. Everything's coming... Alright, so I keep on coming back to you, people like you, okay? And I've fallen into this trap before as myself because people like you and people like us who want people to like them will go out of our way to get recognized, to get noticed by other people. And I think that is the overall theme right now, what seems to be going on, is yes, it's nice to be noticed by people. Yes, it's fun. It's fun to be recognized and to feel that people come to us with their problems and everything. People like us, we need to start to learn to look within ourselves for our own validation. Alright? And I'm seeing this theme over and over again, and the fact that it came across through the intense friendship, the trip, the balance, the learning to lighten up, and the big emotional journey that you're just beginning, it just seems to be a really common theme going on here. And let's see. And it's letting you know that One, that when you start standing on your own, and you start standing, A, stand up for yourself, B, getting your validation from within yourself, people are going to say a lot of, pardon my language, they're going to talk a lot of shit. And it's when you're able to resist this, when you're able to resist telling people, like trying to bow down to them and try to fulfill their needs, that is when you know, winning isn't the right word, but that is when you begin to know that inside yourself, it's when you start to be able to rise your own power. It's when you be able to fulfill the destiny that you know you can fulfill, all right? And like I said, I've been guilty of this myself, because I like people saying good things. I want everybody to like me, but if a person doesn't like you because you don't bend to their will, then that is not a person, that's not a person that you need to be around. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's coming from this intense relationship, but it is kind of leaning towards that way. It might be something that you, it's not that they don't, that this intense friendship isn't good for you. It's that they need to know that you're your own person and you are not just an offshoot of them. And they want you to be an offshoot of them. Okay? Mm-hmm. And once you draw that line in the sand, there's going to be two ways that they can deal with it. Either they're going to have to walk away, or they're going to have to respect your decision and be with you, with the fulfilled person that you are. And actually part of that is that lightening up that is coming down through here. You become a person who is younger in your soul. That we all feel our age some days. through this journey you're starting, you're going to understand the person that you can get up and do things and enjoy the freedom that you want to enjoy. Make it a little bit. Okay. It's just like every card I start pulling from here is like getting into a stronger manifestation of you, okay? So the oracle, the spirits, they want me to shake you and say, you're strong, you're not trapped, you are powerful, you are, like, I want to say, yes, there's someone in your life who's trying to hold you back. And they're doing it really discreetly too. But they are trying to like make you not believe that you can't do things yourself, but make you believe that they need you more than you need you. That's how they're doing it. They're making you believe that, yes, you're powerful, that's why I need you. But they want you to waste that power on them.
Yeah, okay. Otherwise, when just catch them.
You need to spend the power first on yourself. And it's the old adage of finance. Like when that paycheck comes in, all the financial gurus to say, pay yourself first. Like take something, set it aside for a rainy day, set it aside for something you want,
okay,
and then go out into the world and, you know, pay the bills and, like, so pay yourself first. That is what that card is telling me. Pay yourself first. Emotionally, physically, pay yourself first, okay? Go on, I want to hear.
Do I mean, could it be that that the cards are just showing you what my insecurities are?
Oh, absolutely. Like that, absolutely.
Like that this person is holding me back, but that maybe it's not true.
Okay.
Which is actually sort of like a meta. It's
I get what you're saying.
Like, do I trust? Can I trust the cards?
I get you.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna have to tell me something more than that.
Me?
No. Okay.
That's such a good idea.
Okay. It's not necessarily that you're paranoid, or that the cards being paranoid. What it is there's a concern about the intensity that the card, the Lovers, brings out, and the fact that it was between the balance and the other balance, that it was I was getting signals crossed. It was me, but it's not. It has to do with the balance as opposed to the intensity. Okay,
you are.
It's telling you to remain grounded in your expectations. It's saying that yes, this person is fantastic, and everything, but you need to come through here, do your emotional journey, and don't forget them, but balance yourself with them, okay? Yeah, it's coming through with... That makes more sense. Why didn't you just put that there? All right. Stay grounded and balance yourself with it. That would have been easier. You gotta yell at the spirit sometimes. Balance yourself with it, okay? When you get into a relationship, you move fast, and you will forget yourself. You have a tendency to forget yourself. Don't forget yourself. Okay, does that make more sense?
It makes sense. I mean, also, you know, I think that there's definitely an insecurity about this significant relationship in my life.
Okay.
So I think it's all there.
Yeah, don't forget yourself. There's a balance between you and them that you need to maintain for now.
Because
it's more difficult to be in a relationship when, like, yes, there's always going to be a star, and there's always going to be as Chris Rock put it, a tambourine. There's going to be a lead vocalist, and there's going to be someone playing tambourine. But that switches back and forth. That's not always the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, make sure that you do focus on yourself from time to time. Alright? And I get it. It's fun to fulfill the needs of others. It's fun. It's fulfilling to yourself. My motto is, I live to serve. But that is my choice. Alright? That is something I do. Alright? I no one else is allowed to tell me to serve. I tell me to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or if I don't have time to go through the...
The reason why I have you cut the cards is on the bottom here we have your shadow card. And shadow card will give us more insight into what is going on in the spread itself. Okay. So, okay, we got the Eight of Wands. The Eight of Wands is letting us know is that this journey here is a big deal. You've come a long way since, you know, the days of youth, but there's a lot more road ahead of you, okay? And one thing to greatly understand is that it is the journey and not the destination. You know, we don't go, like, yeah, we can say we go into a relationship, we want one day to get married, one day have a family, one day, you know, do all these things. Mm-hmm. But it's not one day I'm going to get married and then my life is over.
Mm-hmm.
So happily ever after goes beyond happily ever after. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything else you need to...
No, I like that. I like that card.
Mm-hmm. It is one of my favorites because it's like back here we have our background, where we came from, the setting sun and everything, and you know, it seems like we're at the end of everything because we are in the now.
Mm-hmm.
But this card reminds us that, you know, there's more life ahead of us, there's more river downstream.
Mm-hmm.